Yeah, but I don't remember what Daddy used to call it.
I've heard of a couple things, like maybe cut.
Yeah.
Or neuter or something like that.
Cut. Yeah, but, okay. In the days that I was growing up, we did not mention words such as castrated or anything.
Okay.
And Daddy had two daughters, so everything had to be done on the cut side, or we got to take care of the baby pigs.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Okay.
You know, when I was growing up, nothing about sex or reproduction was ever mentioned in the house.
Right.
It was just didn't happen.
Okay. Then let me ask you, we mentioned these terms like bull, boar, things like that. Were there other names for those too, or were those accepted?
Yeah, they were accepted.
Okay, because there's some places where they'll say things like gentleman cow.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so I didn't get that much.
Right, that sounds like England to me.
Okay.
Okay,
that
has to be a city folk.
What about names for castrated animals? For instance, a horse. That's
gelding.
Okay, and what about a pig? Ever heard of the term barrel?
Yeah, right. I've heard the term.
That's not one you use, though.
I guess we probably did.
Okay, and what about a cow or a bull that's been castrated?
A steer.
Okay.
Golly, you're taking me back 20 years here. I think what we did.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've covered animals pretty well. Let me ask you about the weather in this area.
You know, the weather has changed so drastically. When I was a child, mm-hmm. we had, like I said, we had water everywhere. Mm-hmm. So consequently, every pond all over the country froze, and we had ice skating every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Everybody from all over, here again, like I said, all of us all got together.
Mm-hmm.
Small community, and everybody knew everybody, so all the kids would all get together. We'd have ice skating parties all over. But the snow, seriously, was to my waist. And very cold, you know.
Really?
Very, very cold. We used to have really cold winters. When I was 7 years old, it went to 50 below zero here.
Wow.
Uh-huh. 27th of January, 50 below zero. The next night, that night it didn't seem all that cold. Of course, cars wouldn't start the next morning.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem all that cold. But the next night, it had only dropped to 35 below zero, but the wind was blowing and we were froze to death. Huh. I mean, it was bitter cold. I remember specifically the day and the night that we did that, because we stayed up all night feeding the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the fire went out in 2 hours, the house was cold as heck.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet.
Right. But in the last few years, I mean, like last year, I bet we never had 15 inches of snow total.
Really?
For the whole winter.
It's changed then.
Oh, yeah, and we're drying up bad. Ah, somebody filled my cup.
Yes, I did. We were talking about weather, and you mentioned how it had changed.
Oh yeah, we used to have ice skating parties and snowball fights and all that good stuff. And
how fun!
And we learned how to make snow angels and all that. But we haven't had a snowstorm in the last 10 years. That's been even close.
Oh really?
And our temperature's also warmed up. They claim it's a global air or global change or whatever. I don't know, but
yeah,
we're sure in a dry spell.
Do you get many winter storms here?
No.
No.
No, it'll do just like it's done today. It'll cloud up like the Dickens and dump like heck in Colorado Springs on the other side of the mountain, but we're not getting it.
Okay. What about summer storms? Get much hail or anything like that in the summer here?
You know, not right here in Alamosa, but up around center where they raise lettuce and stuff, we used to have quite a few hail storms, but now they go in and seed the clouds.
Really?
Yeah, the airplanes go over and put that, whatever those little crystals are.
Uh-huh.
And they call what they call seed the clouds, and it breaks the hailstorms up.
Do people get overexposed? Do you hear